on the ground or up in the air. There are opportunities everywhere to point people to faith in Jesus Christ. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Rasul Berry shares one such opportunity he had while on a flight.
So just a couple of days ago, I was on a plane, and that's where I get a lot of my evangelistic opportunities. And so there was this young lady, it was 7 in the morning. And so, you know, that's an early flight. We mostly have gotten up at 4:30, 5 o'clock to get there. And so I was super tired, but I was like, God, if you sit somebody next to me, I'm gonna try. So last minute, somebody sits next to me. I had tried to say a couple things. She doesn't seem interested. She closes her eyes. So then I just decided, okay, I tried my best. I can get some sleep.
But things were not quite as predictable as Rasul thought.
Well, a few minutes later, she initiates a conversation with me, and we started talking, and I was like immediately over. She was one of those people that just shared a lot. And she started to talk about her broken past, you know, in terms of drug abuse, you know, promiscuity. I mean, just a lot of things going on. And it was at first a little bit overwhelming to even think about what to say to in light of this flood of things that I was hearing. But God brought to my remembrance John chapter 4, because I had just been going through that devotional with my family and the woman at the well, and how the Samaritan woman was restored in light of her past, in spite of her past, by Jesus. And I shared that story with her, and she literally raised her arms to show me how the goosebumps were forming on her arms.
No matter where you are or what you're doing, take time to listen. And then share the hope of Jesus Christ with people. For some helpful tips and to hear more encouraging stories like this, go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.